Kazumi squirts. Had no idea what she was getting herself into when she accidentally wound up in a worm pile.
What, she didn't walk in the house, trip and fall, and they all descended on her? And, oh.
It just looked like a giant pile of spaghetti. Oh. Next thing I knew, I realized when it was up close and personal that it was penis.
Loneliness, fear, shame, greed, and alienation. These are the emotional currencies passed under the table in this collection of neo-noir stories from the creator of Corporate Land. Whether it's the offices of Wall Street or the shake-it clubs in Texas, in a world where everyone has a price, Pretty Lies will die. Grab yourself a copy of Pretty Lies Perish today. A link is in the description.
What's going on, you diseased petri dishes? I'm Blake, this is Pop. And it's time for one of the most disgusting ride and roasts you've ever seen with two Richards in a tiny car.
I can't wait.
This was sent to us by a fan. Why did you look this up, bro? This is nasty.
What's wrong with you, man?
It's a question with many possible answers. And the same goes for us, too. We're not above you or anything. Model sleeps with 50 men after accidentally attending swingers party on first date.
So, this is a date.
A date. First date.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh, yeah.
But the key word there that everyone should really be focused on here is...
accidentally?
Yeah, I mean, how's that happen?
I just wanted a Happy Meal from McDonald's. Next thing I knew, I was swallowing 40 quarts of throw yogurt. You don't just accidentally stumble into a swingers party. Has that happened to anyone else?
In the comments below. Anyone else?
I mean, you go into Lowe's after 10 o'clock, you think it's open, you know, somebody forgets to lock the door, you go inside, and people are having fun with the handles in the rake and broom section. It just happens by accident to people?
Yeah, we just want to know, man.
I'm not sure if I want to know, but I kind of have to now. A model has lifted the lid on one of her first dates, which ended up in a massive snuggle pile. I'm going to have to tie my tongue in knots just to get through this article.
It's a worm pile.
It's a worm pile. Yeah, there you go. Kazumi squirts.
What? What is...
I'm guessing that's not your Christian name.
Wow.
Whew. So we friends now? Kazumi squirts. Had no idea what she was getting herself into when she accidentally wound up in a worm pile.
What, she didn't walk in the house, trip and fall, and they all descended on her? And,
oh. It just looked like a giant pile of spaghetti. Oh. Next thing I knew, I realized when it was up close and personal that it was penis. No idea what I was getting myself into. Oh my gosh. How dare you insinuate that I would willingly walk into such a scenario?
That sounds like some Gwyneth Paltrow stuff.
Oh yeah, man. This is like a Democrat sex cult.
Wow.
Not that they do that or anything.
No.
We don't have like whole documentaries made about it. Just sweep all that under the rug, just like Corey Feldman. The 24-year-old enjoyed crash-up derby shenanigans with over 50 men in one night in an experience she described as... What do you think?
I will say exhilarating. Phenomenal.
Think more feminist.
I have no idea. I just can't think like that.
Empowering.
Oh my God.
Yes, because there are so many 24-year-old women in the world who are just so deprived for...
spicy attention.
Totally can't walk into a CVS, proposition five dudes, and walk out of there with four of them.
That's right.
That never happens, no.
Empowering.
Empowering.
You know who else goes out in the world and does weird shit for empowerment? Serial killer.
So you're saying that this may actually have more to do with sociopathy and narcissism than it does with empowerment?
I would have to go with a big, fuck yeah! And those swingers, they're sociopathic motherfuckers, man.
They just want their next nut.
Now, months down the line, the evening even led to a wedding for two of the participants. You know what comes after two weddings and a night like this, right?
No.
Two divorces.
Oh, the chances of them getting divorced, and from what I've looked at in the past, is slightly higher than, you know, hetero couples.
Slightly higher?
Slightly higher, like by 7-8%.
That's still pretty substantial, I would say.
In today's day and age, men are not getting married because it's a raw deal. If these swingers get married, they're facing the same shit and a little bit more.
And you can't even really bring up the idea of infidelity in divorce court.
Nope.
When you're part of this lifestyle. It's like, well, what did you expect? And yet, it's probably as common, if not more.
Our nation is f***ed over this bullshit.
The beauty from Cuckafornia Stan US shared details of the unconventional first date where she ended up at a spicy party by mistake. You know what they call that in legalese?
What?
Plausible deniability.
What the hell? I mean, they're going to walk in there and they're going to just like, she's going to see all that crazy shit. And she's, while I'm here, I might as well participate. Like,
when in Rome? Oh my God. No. Seriously, show of hands out there. If you accidentally walked into a crash-up derby worm pile petri dish, would you stare unblinkingly for a few seconds to process the shock and doing a quick about face? I think you probably would. Or would you just throw all in consequences and fornification trophies be damned?
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Well, there's a redhead with big tits over there. Maybe I could stick around for a few minutes.
Well, you know, there's a big difference between dudes and chicks. When it comes to that kind of stuff, there definitely is bias. Men get away with it, no problem. And we have been for, forever.
Well, because we're not the gatekeepers to shagnanigans.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, we are genetically programmed to, you know,
sling seed like an old bird feeder.
Yeah, become a free-range fornicator.
The prospect of that is just so nasty to me. But maybe I'm alone in this. I don't know.
50? That's a big chance for some kind of social disease.
Could you imagine the buckets of lube around that party? You'd have, like, the punch on the table, and then you have the hors d'oeuvres, if you know what I mean.
Hors d'oeuvres.
And then you just got buckets of lube all around the room.
Astroglide.
Totally park your Cadillac in a doghouse.
Ugh!
She said, the whole thing came about when I went on a date with this guy. We were heading to a restaurant when he started telling me about a party and his girl mate who was just as crazy as me. If you know what I mean. In that way.
In that?
The whole thing is, if you're a dude and you know that you're going out with some OnlyFans trauma survivor, are you really going into it with any other goal than smash and dash? You'd have to be stupid if you had higher aspirations.
I'm just still trying to wrap my head around she walking into a swinger party by accident.
Totally an accident, yeah. But I'm thinking she's getting ready to contradict herself because she builds up the date and she's talking, this guy's telling her, oh, you know, there's this party and, you know, my lady friend, she's just like you. She told me about it. We should go. Does that sound like an accident to you?
No.
Kazumi added, it sounded like fun, so I said we should check it out before getting food.
Told it!
When we got there and opened the door, we spotted his friend with loads of guys in various states of undress. Emphasis on
loads.
That floor is probably slipperier than a Democrat in the White House.
That's a well-lubed snot stick.
We had already discussed my interest of swinging parties, but I couldn't believe he had brought me to this party.
Oh, so she'd already talked about it. She set the stage.
He set the stage for going to the party. She agreed to go.
But she agreed.
And she's already talked about going to swinger parties.
I mean.
Totally by accident.
Oh, yeah.
Kazumi, baby. And all your dead babies. Do you really think anybody's going to buy that? That it was an accident? you've clearly debunked your own version of events.
Yeah, how do you trip and fall on 50 cocks?
That floor was pretty slippery.
I'm just saying.
You know, she turned to run, and then she just bounced around the room like Roger Rabbit after a shot of whiskey. Cock, 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 cock.
Wow.
So here's a thought and a question. When you look like this, are you just that accustomed to people letting you get away with, probably in several cases, literal murder, to the point where you will debunk your own statement and your own story, and people just be like, oh, well, I mean, obviously, she must be so sweet. I bet she didn't really mean it like that. Just slip of the tongue, right? I will not be able to show this photo of her on YouTube, so if you are not yet a member on Locals, Patreon, and Subscribestar, you're going to be missing out in this episode, because I have a feeling I'm going to have to slap chop this like a cheap infomercial just to get it on the other platforms.
Well, let's put it this way. She's wearing underwear.
That's a little bit see-through.
Yeah.
A little sheer.
So you see everything.
Herpes. Herpes? Herpes. Your turn.
Me and my date looked at each other. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, have fun. So I did.
How can you say this is an accident? It's not.
See, this is why you need to stop watching OrnPay, dudes. Because it has mentally conditioned you to get aroused at the sight of a woman you desire getting plowed out like a ski lodge parking lot by multiple different men. Stop it. You're creating your own problem.
Feminism created the problem, and men were the magnifying glass that makes it worse.
Yeah, we're the magnifying glass that sets all the worker ants on fire.
Well, once we get pissed off enough, yeah.
But it's still an accident, right? Next sentence. It wasn't the first time Kazumi had been to a snuggling party or swapped partners. You don't even need Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage to debunk this myth. How stupid do you think we are?
Jesus.
I've heard so many of these articles. Once they get into the stupidity, my brain is like, I cannot think at their level.
Every sentence gets progressively more retarded.
Well, it was a first date, so I have a feeling he wanted to go to this party, but you need to bring a date with you that's into it to get into a lot of the times. He just brought her along and told her to have fun once he got inside because he was going to do his thing.
Got inside, no pun intended.
Actually, he did both.
Yeah.
Probably.
If. He may not have. He might not have been one of the 50. And how sad would that be?
A woman that hot, all 50 dudes are going to be chomping at the bit to hit that.
But you brought up a solid point, or at least it triggered something in my thinking meat. On what planet is this first date discussion?
It's not.
If you actually expect people to believe that you accidentally sauntered into the world's biggest In-N-Out Furburger Express lane, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
The open-minded model loves being the center of attention and isn't fazed by having casual encounters with multiple people in one night.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
She continued, it was surprisingly one of the most empowering experiences I've ever had. I felt like I was always in control and that my pleasure was the focal point.
You're 25 and hot. Every encounter you have, your pleasure is going to be the focal point.
Absolutely correct. If you're in that picture, if I got a chance to hit that in my 20s, she'd be getting the 10 dick.
But unfortunately, Kazumi squirts. You're not special, because even an average 25-year-old woman gets to do all the same shit. All they have to do is say yes.
Absolutely correct.
You might be banking hard on it now, but in 10 years, you're going to be on the same trajectory as women three below you on the look scale, and it is what it is.
What are some of my rules about women in the sex industry?
They are a no-go for anything other than casual smash and dash.
All right, so if you write an article like this about sex, you're technically in the sex industry.
And you have removed yourself from the dating pool because no one's going to date you. They might take you out on dates, but the goal is not to wife you up.
Man, in your mind, you have to make a castle. All right? If you're going to let people into that castle, they better be worthy. In my mind, I do that. And I also have, like, the courtyard where people come and shop and do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they never, ever come inside into the inner sanctum.
And you should never come inside her inner sanctum.
No.
Unless you have a suicidal death wish, the likes of which would make Charles Bronson laugh his ass off.
God, isn't he dead now?
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
He's spinning in his grave. The OnlyFans babe, who has over 147,000 fans on InstaTwat, recently went through a bad breakup and wanted to explore. Boom! Goes the dynamite.
The ninja ball. Yep. You didn't see this.
And the funny thing is that the average women who can do all the same stuff that she's doing, they might not be able to bank on it like she does, but they can go out and jump from bed to bed to bed and overinflate their egos. When you've got a woman this good looking with an ego that is clearly a hot air balloon going up into space, when it's her turn to hit the wall, and that crash is going to be
monumental.
It's going to be nuclear. It will leave a crater the size of Hiroshima when her spinster bubble pops. No pun intended, of course. Present company accepted.
I don't care. Nothing lasts forever.
Feminism teaches you about all the things they want you to do, but they conveniently leave out the stuff called consequences.
Well, you should just accept me for who I am. My past doesn't matter.
Says the people who subscribe to the New York Times' 1619 Project bullshit.
My past doesn't matter, but all the whiteys who had the slaves, their past matters and you should be punished for it.
Are you serious?
Here's another thought.
Okay.
This behavior is flat out disgusting. It might be fun now, but sooner or later, your target demographic is going to let you know exactly what they think of it when it's no longer fun and interesting.
You either pay up front or you pay in the rears. And either way, you're paying.
She knows all about paying for the rears.
That's why she's got a butt clit.
She admitted, I wanted to know what I liked, didn't like, kind of liked, without another person in my life to decide that for me. Wah.
Does that make any sense?
Absolutely not.
Women are the gatekeepers to the vagine. So basically, no one has ever tried to decide that for you, especially when you look like her.
She is quite attractive.
She is in her prime, and she has been calling all of the shots since she sprouted her secondary sex characteristics.
And that would be?
Lippies, titties, hippies, and butt clitties. But it also explains why she's so damn immature and expects people to believe such obvious fabrications and falsehoods. Because when you look like this, you've been getting the wrong kind of attention since you were probably 13.
It also falls under the propaganda doctrine that once you put it under the light of truth, it always fails.
The media pushes this stuff and allows women like her to call it empowering because it continues to destabilize society in a way that they can make money on.
I had been frequenting different kink clubs for a while and experimented.
Remember, this is still an accident.
The scene turned out to be one of my favorites.
When you're this stupid, all we can do is cut back to us making this face. And move on. Sleeping with dozens of men in one night might sound exhausting, but Kazumi felt entirely at ease. She said,
I wasn't going to push myself, but 50 was what I wanted, and 50 was what I got.
Didn't I tell you, a woman that hot, they're going to be lining up to hit that. Literally.
All any woman who looks like her has to do, and hell, even average women, you know, 6.5 on the look scale, walk into a party like this, they find a table, lay on their back, put their feet in the air, and then they just have the little deli counter f***ing number ticker right next to them, and they're just like calling dudes up.
Who's next for the full pound of roast beef? Now it comes with cheddar.
Special sauce.
Consent is key. I was very good at deciding which partners would be good for me. It wasn't like a 7-hour marathon. It was more like an hour or two with lots of breaks.
I would also call that station PT, and all the military men out there know exactly what this is.
Penile tearing.
There's different stations, and you go around all of them, and each and every station, you gotta do something different.
Like, in her case, crawl through the mud.
That could be one.
A little bit of an army crawl through the mud, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. The Rainforest Cafe could take place.
What? All right, you need to explain that one.
That's like the golden shower in the dark.
Oh, shit. I imagined the restaurant.
Yeah, I hate that place.
Their chicken is very overcooked.
Just like this chick's cooch.
I'd choose 5 or 7 guys, go with them for 10 minutes, come back, refuel, and when I felt frisky again, I'd grab another group.
If there's any ladies out there who watch this, give me a... I need to know, I mean, at what point does the snot pocket start getting tore up down there?
She had as many d***s coming out of her as she had going in her. She looked like a porcupine. She looked like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I mean, 50 dudes, that's like a 5-story drop in one night.
Most women don't get 50 dudes in a lifetime. Kazumi revealed how everyone at the party was protected, and she didn't have raw shagnanigans with strangers.
All right.
Yeah, because people in that environment are so concerned about their psychological and physical health.
Well, purely out of for research purposes only, I may or may not have seen some of that on Orn Payhub, and it didn't look very safe to me.
Tijuana?
No.
That was a donkey show. And that's never safe.
I'm drinking him! Why gotta bring that? Ah, man! That was horrific!
Bringing back bad memories.
Dude, stop it. And if you haven't seen the episode where I talked about that...
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
We'll have to, like, go into that in detail on an alt-tech stream one night.
God. Well, you could talk about a donkey show on YouTube. You just can't show it.
God. Age restricted. Done.
Well, it wouldn't be the first. We're age restricted all the time for much less.
And if you're wondering about her date, I'm not. It still happened. After hours of passion, Kazumi and her date, along with 9 others, headed to a restaurant to get some food. I'm assuming that would leave you quite hungry after all that.
And if she regretted all this, she could cry rape.
Exactly.
It would be very bad for everyone.
She concludes, "We all talked about our experience, what we liked, didn't like. I had a good time, and I don't regret it. Yet."
It won't even take 10 years. Because judging from the looks of her, and the fact that she's probably had more plastic surgery than Nicole Kidman, she's probably going to take a little longer to hit the wall. But that doesn't mean that men are going to keep giving her the same level of attention that she's seeing now.
I don't know. I watch those videos after porn.
Oh, after porn ends? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
They are brutal. And that's what's coming down the pipe for this
chick. That's right.
She has very publicly made it clear that she is the polar opposite of marriage material.
You bring that home to your mother, and she finds out about this girl's past, your life will turn into a redneck motherfucking nightmare.
If you want a good idea of the average attention span of people in the modern world, just look at how quickly people forget stuff like, I don't know, 13 American soldiers getting annihilated after more than a year with 0 casualties in Afghanistan, and see how fast Biden's approval started to recover from that a little bit. The attention span for women, no matter how hot on the internet, is very similar. She's the it thing now. In a year,
you'll be forgotten. She will vanish like a fart in high wind.
You might catch a whiff of it here and there, but in the end, you'll think it was just your imagination.
When you read this shit to me, it scares me because there's a whole assload of people out there who will believe this. So a lot of women out there make a whole bunch of mistakes, and all they really do is get a pat on the back, a word of encouragement, and sent right back out there to do it again. Men, you make a mistake, man. It's your ass.
Yeah.
You are hammered.
Men understand that there are consequences for this kind of behavior. And that's why we're called sexist when we point out the truth. Because women have been conditioned now by generations of feminists to believe that they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, treat their bodies like dumb cumsters. That doesn't mean anything. In fact, it's empowering. So if a man tells you that it's not, he's just a misogynist and you need to not listen to him. He's been poisoned by traditional gender norms and he needs to be reprogrammed.
Good luck with that.
Listen, man, when you get to age of 30, as a man, you're not getting reprogrammed.
No.
You are what you are.
And unfortunately, the same is true for women like this. She gets to be about 30, that attention's going to start to go away, the money's going to dry up because she's probably spending all of it.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, she's going to be like, well, now I'm ready to settle down. Where are all the good men at?
Yep.
All the good men read this article and they know exactly who and what you are.
She's going to be greeted by an orchestra of cats and crickets.
Cats and crickets.
Meow, 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 meow.
But that is the only thing playing on the radio in Boxed Wine and Catland. In a way, I feel bad for these chicks because I guarantee you most of them would not be making these decisions if it was not for an utterly corrupt education system, government, Marxist media, pushing this bullshit and insisting that we're the problem when we try to hold them to the same standards that they would hold us.
It's mind-boggling to me how we got ourselves into this logical knot in the, you know, the consciousness of the United States.
Not to be confused with the beat-up balloon knot that this chick has in her pants. So basically, dudes, and if you're like a content creator, listen very carefully. If you haven't had a video taken down off of one of these mainline tech sites, if you haven't gotten a strike or a warning on one of these big tech sites, you're not doing enough.
That's
right. And you're not speaking the truth. Or you've watered it down so much just to be palatable for wider audiences.
Well, that rules out the race thing. You were just as black last week.
I had a coach, and he used to tell us, if you come off the court and you don't have a foul, you aren't playing hard enough.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Consequences be damned. Or should I say consequences?
Consequences here.
But at the end of the day, remember, dudes, anytime a woman does something that makes you want to puke in your underwear drawer, remember it was all an accident. And if you dare to hold her responsible for that accident, it's all your fault.
Goddamn!
Kazumi Squirts, eat a dick. Bet you can't eat just one.
Nope. Won't stop until you get to 50. It's a New York hot dog eating contest.
At the same time. Chick walks into a room. Oh!
Buckets are falling on her.
Oh, bouncing off her face. Like the ball pit of Chuck E. Cheese. That was like a 2-for-1 pun sale.